Torah says in Shabbos that mitzvah mishatishka chama ashaticho rego min ashok. The mitzvah is to light, will either it means from sunset or nightfall until ashaticho rego min ashok, until everyone's out of the street. About a half an hour, we'll assume, after Seif. That's where we get the half an hour time period. So, bizman ha-gemara, what happens if you missed it? So, bizman ha-zeh, so bizman ha-gemara, so the Rambam says, if you missed it, that's it. Your last time to light is ticha rego min ashuk. If you miss it, wait till tomorrow. Rashba says, no, if you miss it, don't worry, there is no missing it. Do it after Tichlo Rigman Ashok. Do it with the bracha. Rambam, don't leave him light. The Rashba says you light with the bracha. And Tosis is Mesupik. He says light without a bracha. I'm not sure what to do. So what's the issue at hand? So he explained, that's the issue. Is there one aspect of Ner Chanukah, two aspects? There are clearly two aspects. One is the Maisa Hadlaka, the act of kindling the light. And there's a mitzvah for Sume Nisa, publicizing the miracle. So the question is, are they two that fuse into one, or they remain two separate events? The Rambam clearly learns you can't have a Hadlakas Neiros without a Persume Nisa. Any lighting in the candles which would not lead to a Persume Nisa, clearly holds you seeing it yourself isn't enough, clearly, because else by you lighting would be a Persume Nisa. So therefore, don't light, there is no mitzvah. And Rashba says, no. Ideally, you should do a Hadlakas Neiros for Sume Nisa, but we could split the two. There's one aspect, you get a basic mitzvah of Hadlakas Neir, but you'll be lacking in the ultimate mitzvah of maybe you get a low-level per Sume Nisa. Maybe one person looking is good enough for him, whatever the issue is. And Tosis is Mesupik. So you have lighting, not lighting at all, lighting with the bracha, or lighting without a bracha. And then we pointed out, there was a fourth opinion during the time of the Gemara, you take the candle and light inside. So how come no one else suggested lighting inside? So he said, that's a fundamental machok. Bizman ha-Gemara, did you have the option of lighting inside? Was it only once there was a time of danger and the rabbi said you could light inside? Did they make a new takana? Or no? They didn't change anything. You were always allowed to light inside, but we lit outside because it was more optimal for Persume Nisa. But in a case where you couldn't light outside, so that's the machlokas, the Sefer HaTrumos versus everyone else. And we point out that's the machlokas, the Vilna Gaon and the Machaber as well. The Vilna Gaon holding like this, because the Gemara says that you can't light, you shouldn't count change in front of you near Chanukah. And the Machaber writes, even with Dvar Mitzvah. So where does the Machaber get even with Dvar Mitzvah? So the Vilna Gaon says, it's the Gemara later on that says that if you don't have enough money for Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, you only do Ner Shabbos because of Sholem Bayis. So the Gra asks, why don't I just use one candle for both? El Avaden, we see, you can't. Because why? Because you'll be benefiting from the Ner Chanukah, even for Dvar Mitzvah, and that's a no-go. So that's, we see that the Vilna Gaon goes with the Sefer HaTrumos. He doesn't have a problem with lighting inside. It's just that it wouldn't help you because you can't light near Chanukah and get benefit from it. And the Magen Avraham says, no, you couldn't do the mitzvah because one's inside, one's outside. And in fact, and therefore he holds like the other opinion, you weren't allowed to light inside Bizman HaGemara until after the Takana. So the Magen Avraham says, you're right. Now that the rabbis made the takana, you can light near Shabbos and near Chanukah with one candle. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham. That you can light one candle. If you only have one candle, and now that we light inside, you can do both. And I pointed out that Bizman HaZeh, we could go back, and we could go back again, not against, it's with the Gemara, but it seems to be that if you only have money, I tell you to light near Chanukah. The Gemara just says, Sholem Bayis Adif. And as I pointed out, lighting electric lights is Adif today of Sholem Bayis together, because that's the Ikka lighting. And therefore, you should use electric for Shabbos and you use the Ner Chanukah. So we see, and that's a classic example where the principles remain the same, but the application changes. Like Yoshua and Moshe, the change when the Jews entered the land of Israel, they went in and they didn't have, there was no communal responsibility until they entered the land of Israel. And as Rev Schwab used to point out, he was a Rav in Washington Heights. You know, they came from Germany, the Yekis and stuff. He points out, he saw one time, I'm guessing it was a chassid, and he wasn't one. I'm assuming he didn't wear a gartel during davening. I'm assuming from the story, I don't know, that this person, this chassid, I'm guessing, walked into shul, and he had a tie on, but I guess he forgot his gartel, so he took off his tie, and he put it around his belt, he made a belt out of it, and he used his tie as a gartel. So Rav Schwab said, I don't know if he said it to him, he said, see, people don't realize, what's the whole reason you used to wear a gartel? To prepare yourself in a proper way. So I guess during those days, wearing a belt was a sign of chashivas. And therefore, before you spoke to God, but he says, Bizman Azeh, wearing a tie is more chashiv. That's the sign. People wear a tie when they're going to a fancy place. So therefore, he says, the opposite of what you think. You're not keeping your tradition. If you take your tie off and put the gartel on, you're really going against the Masorah. And that's throughout life, is we always have to remember the principles, but the Torah is dynamic. The principles never change, but we're living in an ever-changing time of technology, social changes, and reality. And the Torah is for every generation. And we always have to remember to take the principles, and we can't just say, well, that's the way they used to do it. A lot of times that works. If that, you know, we do believe in the Masorah, and we like to follow in our force, in our steps of our forefathers. But we have to know if it's a new situation or not, and then we have to know what, you know, is it really changing, or really by changing I am following the Masorah. And that's what we learned from Yitzchak Avinu and from all our great Abos and Gedolim, that they knew when to change and when not, when to take the principles and make the changes appropriate for Klal Yisrael.